Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Every week we bring the show to you to educate you to talk about a different injury subject. We are injury attorneys. We have an office in Greenwood Village, one in Steamboat Springs, one in Denver. Greenwood Village, conveniently located I-25 in Orchard. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And as you know, anytime, anywhere, in the comfort of your computer, our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can get it's an information-loaded website. Don't forget about our new book. We have two books out now. A third one's coming out shortly. First book was entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Accident Twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. You ought to see the myths described in that book and the procedures and guidelines and tips in that book. And then our second book was entitled Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. And they are cowards of the street. But everything you want to know about hit and runs, if you're on your bicycle and you're hit, if you're in a car and you're hit, if you're a pedestrian and you're hit, what do you do? How do you approach this? It's all covered in the book. And most importantly, in the last half of that book, it gives you step-by-step procedures on what you can do right now, today, right now, to protect yourself and your family from a hit-and-run incident or a similar incident. It's a must-read book, and it's free. They're both free. They're on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download them, the ebook, or if you want a hard copy, all you have to do is email us at our firm or call us at 303-795-5900. We'll send you a hard copy free. It doesn't get any better than that. Okay, today we're still talking about trucks. This is going to be our last in the sequel of trucking shows. Next week, we're going to be talking about buses, and then we're going to move on to other subjects. But this week, our final show on trucks and trucking. So the flavor of today's show is we've been talking about how you focus on the driver, how you investigate the driver, how you focus on the company, how do you investigate the company, how do you take and who do you take a 30B6 deposition of the safety director. You have to know who the safety director of the company is. You have to depose them. You have to ask them questions. So this show, today, we're going to focus on the accidents already happened. Usually, the trucking companies lawyer up right away. Usually, they get their own attorneys. They get their own engineers. They get their own accident reconstructionists. They know this is going to be a problem. And one of the reasons they do it, Brad, is they get those lawyers involved early because then they're going to claim that we had a lawyer, we had an attorney, and everything is attorney-client privileged. And so Brad's going to get into that a little bit, but we're going to cover today how these defendants and insurance companies attack your case, how they try to beat it, and we're going to give you some very strategic tips and strategies. But first, they always claim everything after hiring attorneys and attorney-client privilege. You don't get it, and you don't get to see any documents.
Well, they're very clever in the way they handle things because they know that they don't want to give you information. They know that information, if they give you information, that's going to harm them. So their whole purpose is to start out by saying, we don't want to give the injured person or the attorneys for the injured person information. They want to make it a simple, straightforward accident that they can maybe argue that there was some contributory negligence by the injured person, that they can argue that they're not as culpable as they otherwise might be. They can avoid some of the dirty laundry coming out with respect to what's going on in the case, and they can try to make the plaintiff's attorney frame the case in a way initially that keeps the plaintiff's attorney from investigating different areas of concern. And, you know, we start out with a simple accident. We can use the Walmart case. We can use a number of cases. You're driving down the road, or somebody's driving down the road, and a big truck comes up behind him and smashes him and runs into the back end of him. And that's what you got. You've been run into the back end. It severely, severely hurt people. You know they're hurt. And now you're looking for recovery as the plaintiff's attorney. Well, there are certain issues and certain things you may want to know. The beginning is well, you got rear-ended. And the beginning is, well, maybe it was on icy roads, or maybe there's a reason. Maybe the trucker has an excuse. And you, as the plaintiff's attorney or as the plaintiff, you start wanting to know why. What caused this trucker to do this? Why did this truck driver run into them? The defense wants to stop that issue from coming up. They want to say simply there was an accident, rear-ended, maybe going a little too fast, maybe unable to stop for other reasons, maybe got cut off in traffic, some excuse. That's it. Simple, straightforward accident. And they lawyer up immediately to have the lawyer go in and check logbooks, to have the lawyer go in and check driving habits, have the lawyer go in and check what was going on for the day or two prior to the accident, have the lawyer go in and check what was going on with respect to the speed of the truck and what it, and how long the truck had been in operation and whether it had been moving, why people were sleeping and what was going on. They want the lawyer to find all that out because then they argue it's the lawyer's work product and you're not entitled to it. And they even, a lot of times, Gary, they'll just ignore your preservation letters.
Right. You send out spoliation letters, which we always do in our law firm. And a spoliation letter is a letter. It's pretty long, but it's a letter to the other side that says, don't destroy any evidence. Don't hide any evidence. Keep and preserve all evidence. Because sometimes, under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety rules, the companies only have to keep certain documents and certain records for a given period of time. Some of them are short periods of time, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 3 months. So if you send out a spoliation letter saying don't destroy this, then you've got grounds to argue to the court for various legal remedies, and we're not going to cover those today, but just know that that exists. So, Brad, so very, very right. You get these accidents happens, they get a lawyer out there, and then the lawyer says everything I did is my work product. Work product are words of art in the law. They have a lot of meaning. There's been a lot of cases over what is truly work product and not work product, but that's what they call it. And then they say everything is attorney-client privilege, and they call the company their client, they call the driver their client, and they call the insurance company their client. So any communication that exists, and that's why is attorney-client privilege according to them, and that's what you've got to fight. That's what, but you have to have attorneys that know how to fight, know what's going to happen in advance and get engaged in this fight because you want the documents. A good example, Brad, is the fact that you have that rear-end accident that you're talking about. They say that the insurance company and the defense lawyers always say, well, there's just a rear-end accident. Just as Brad said, you don't need other documents. Well, we want the logs. Well, no, the logs, they argue, are irrelevant to the rear-end accident. It was a rear-end accident. We admit we hit you from behind. So what? You don't get anything else. It's the facts and documents behind the scene that really, really, really control, what if the driver was on drugs? So you do need to know these documents, and they want to say and focus and frame it as, it's just a rear-end accident, we're done.
Right, yeah, and they want to just say mistake. Well, it might be a mistake, but the question is, how was the mistake arrived at? What compounded the mistake when it did happen? And so... When you in law, we have certain rules, and a couple of them, for instance, when we file a lawsuit as a plaintiff's attorney, we have Rule 11 that says we have to have a good faith basis for making the claims we do. The rules are being tightened up against the defense lawyers who used to defend with everything under the kitchen sink without a good faith basis, saying, well, we'll dismiss them as discovery proceeds. But on the plaintiff's side, we weren't allowed to just go in and start making unsupported claims. So the claim initially you have against the person who runs into you is they were negligent in running into you. That's it. You want to say, was there negligent supervision? Was there negligent entrustment? Did the trucking company itself fail to perform the functions necessary to oversee the driver, to make sure the driver was driving correctly? Did the driver's conduct arise to a level where there should be a consideration of punitive damages or some other additional damages? Without the information, it's hard to make those claims because you don't really have a basis to make them. You've got to try and figure out what the basis is, and they'll send the defense lawyers in right away to get the information and say, we're not giving it to you. I called a preservation letter, Gary called a spoliation letter, but whatever, they take those spoliation or the preservation letters and they try to ignore them. And even if they do save the information, they're attitude is, let's see you come and get it, because you're not going to be able to get it without filing a lawsuit, without a subpoena, without a court order. And then the minute you file a lawsuit, they're going to say, what's your basis for filing this lawsuit? You don't have the information that supports it. And you say, well, I want to get the information. If you file it without making those claims. Then they say, well, your lawsuit doesn't include those claims, so now it's not relevant information.
It's a fight, but you have to understand the fight in advance. I mean, we've said before, these injuries with these big rigs and these trucks and these commercial trucks, and some of them over 10,000 pounds, some over 26,000 pounds, some of them a lot heavier. These fights are serious. Usually the injuries are very serious or death. I mean, it's just, that's the truth. That's what happens here. You don't want to get hit by an 18-wheeler. You don't want to. But when you do, and you hire an attorney, you better hire an attorney that understands and knows the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules, understands and knows the litigation process, and how these insurance companies and defense lawyers try to protect and hide these documents. They try to legally hide them. They try to couch them in terms of legally this concept, legally that concept. But nevertheless, they try to prevent you from getting them. So, you know, you always have to have an answer. In the rear end accident, you know, I like to always say, what's the why? What's the why? And we got a break coming up. We're going to answer what's the why after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We've had over 25 years of experience representing injured victims. We've helped a lot of families put their lives back together again. We can help you, a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. A free legal game plan tailored to you, your case, your needs, your circumstances. Give us a call, 303-795-5900. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollack Legal Show. We're here for you. You know what we're talking about today? We're talking about truck accidents, very serious, deadly, debilitating, disabling. Come on, you have to have somebody on your side. Championsofthepeople.com, that's who we are. Champions of the People, we focus on people, individual people's needs, hurts, victims of accidents, and today we're talking about trucking injuries. Right before the break, we were talking about, our example is a rear-end accident. A truck rear-ends a car. That can be very devastating, very serious. But they say the insurance company and the defense lawyers on the other side, they hire a lawyer right away. They get lawyered up. They say it was just an accident, just a rear-ender. We always say, what's the why? What does that mean? Why did the driver run into the rear? Well, you don't need to know that. Well, yes, if he'd been driving in violation of his logbooks, if he or she had been driving in violation of the drug policies, if they'd been violation and they were too fatigued, like in the Tracy Morgan case, too fatigued. I mean, how can you drive 28 hours straight without sleep? So they don't want you to get to the why, Brad. They want you to just say it's a rear-end accident. We'll admit it. We'll say we admit it. Therefore, you don't get to know the why because we admit it.
And the Tracy Morgan case is a good example of what the why is, but it's a poor example of how this information is sought. Because we were dealing with celebrities, because we had Walmart involved in running into them, and because of what was happening, this information was readily available and published, and it got out. I can't tell you how many times we face cases where we have that kind of situation. A truck runs into somebody and you start wanting to find the logbooks. You want to try and find out how much they've slept. You want to see if the logbooks are legitimate or if they've been actually, I guess, completely falsified.
Right.
Or at least tampered with. When you start wanting to find these things out, they'll say you're not entitled to that information. They say, you know, you're not entitled to know that information, and they'll start saying that doesn't really matter, and they'll try and get magistrates or judges or people in the federal system or in the state system to say that's not necessary for you to know because you don't need to know that to prove your case that they negligently ran into your client. And you're saying, well, we want to know more than that because there may be more to this cause of action. There may be more to this lawsuit. The Tracy Morgan case, if I remember, Gary, wasn't that within hours of that accident happening? I think it had been published that one of the troopers had seen the logbook and said this guy had been up, or this guy had been telling them he had been up.
Right, he was telling him. So, and they try to suppress or get rid of those statements, as you can imagine. But so they get a lawyer involved. So the basic premise is everything between the client and the attorney is attorney-client privileged. That's one of the most solid, recognized privileges in the law. So that's one reason, not the only reason, that they get a lawyer involved in these truck accident cases early, because then all the communications between the client, who's the client? The driver's the client. The company's the client. They claim the insurance company behind the driver and the company are the client. And so they say any communication there is all attorney-client privilege because I'm an attorney, and we were talking, we were writing, we were emailing, and you don't get to see any of that. And by the way, I talked to them about the logs. I talked to them about the maintenance of the truck. I talked to them about fatigue. I talked about the driver's hours. And you don't get any of that information. So there's the fight. That's fight number one. They also say then they argue it's work product. They developed it. They worked through it. And there's another privilege called work product privilege. So in addition to attorney-client privilege, there's a work product privilege, and you got to fight this fight.
Well, that's especially true when you start dealing with how where they bring in their engineers and their accident reconstructionists, and they reconstruct the accident, and they start telling you, we're not going to give you our reconstruction of the accident. Now, what's amazing about that is they won't give it to you. You don't get it, and there could be some important information in that as far as knowing how long before the accident the driver actually saw the truck or the vehicle in front of him. I mean, what the truck driver was doing at the time that he ran into him, the person in front of him, or ran into the other car, or what the truck driver is doing for the few minutes prior to that. They say, you don't get that. That's our work product. And so now you've got to go do your own deposition. You've got to get this information. But what's amazing is now you bring in your accident reconstructionist to say this is the way the accident came down, and they'll pour out that information about their engineers and about their accident reconstructionist, saying your accident reconstructionist is all wrong.
Is wrong because of the following reasons: 1, 2, 3, and on and on and on.
So, or they may hire somebody else. Sometimes the accident reconstructionist they had initially is not used anymore, and they go get a different one who is willing to twist the facts.
Right. And so sometimes they call the first one a, quote, consultant, end quote, and they're not supposed to disclose consultants. That's their argument. And they might get a report in writing, which they claim is attorney-client privilege or work product, or that it was a consultant, and therefore you don't get it because we're not going to use this consultant in trial. We're not going to use this consultant in litigation. So, plain and simple, translated, you don't need to be an MIT graduate to do the math on this. Translated, that means we don't like, they don't like, the insurance company doesn't like, and their lawyers don't like what the engineer or accident reconstructionist said to begin with, and therefore they are not going to release that report, and it's never going to see the light of day. Point is here, you have to have attorneys that understand what we're talking about. We're talking about after litigation, after an accident. You got to understand how you go get the documents. It's not just an easy exchange of information and exchange of documents. It's a fight, and you have to have attorneys that know the fight. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 or in the mountains, 970-870-8989 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's talk about another example, Brad. You got the driver. You want some information on the driver. They say it's just a rear-end accident. You don't get it. But the driver under the Federal Motor Rules, which we've taught you before, has to be drug tested right after an accident. They have to be drug tested. They have to be. We want that. We want that drug test. That's not relevant because it was a Yes, it is relevant. Yes, we want the information. And then we learn sort of roundabout way that they fired the driver. Maybe they didn't screen the driver properly under the rules to begin with, but they fired the driver. Why'd you fire the driver? You don't get to get that information. You see how this really, really works.
Oh, they look and they say, well, that's the driver's right to privacy, why he was fired. I mean, we can't violate his right to privacy. We might be liable to him. That's the same thing when you start saying, okay, I want to know about the driver's rate of pay or how the driver gets paid. Why would we want to know that? Well, if the driver's getting paid more money to get the product or to get the load to a certain location faster, then it could be a reason why the driver is going to cut corners with the law as far as when he should sleep, when he shouldn't sleep, hours of operation, or he might cut corners as far as speeding to get the product or to get the load to a certain location because he can get paid more money if he gets it there faster. And if he's getting that kind of that kind of pay, you want to know about it. Their comment is, well, what basis do you have to believe that? Same thing when you want to know the DUI, if you want to know if they had any alcohol on board or any drugs on board. What basis do you have to ask that question? Well, we don't have a basis yet because when you ran into my person, you hospitalized my person. They were taken by ambulance. Yes, the state patrol talked to your driver, but he was taken off to a testing. And we want to know if he had any drugs on board. We want to know what was in his system.
We want to see the results of the drug tests that are mandatory under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. You know, but the way this really usually works is watch this. You're the injured victim. I mean, you don't go immediately call an attorney. What you do is you worry about your life and your health and you're transported and carted off to a hospital. You might have weeks or months of rehab. You might be in therapy. You might have to have surgery. You might be on the verge of death. You're not calling an attorney. You might not even call an attorney for a few weeks or a few months or over a year. But on the other side of the coin, what did we just tell you? The insurance companies have their defense lawyers sometimes on the scene within hours after an accident. Within hours after an accident. And so you, the victim, you don't get an attorney. You don't get the benefit of all these documents and these requests and these issues until weeks, months, years later. They have their thing. They have their investigation done right away. They've got it locked up. And as we just said, if they don't like the report, they're probably going to get another one, and you'll probably never see the one that they don't like.
Well, the insurance companies actually have their risk managers and their lobbyists on the scene before the accident even happens. And when you ask what that means, I'll tell you what it means. Your lobbyist, we've spent weeks telling you what has to be done to comply with federal law. We've talked to you about what investigation can go on with federal law. We've even told you that the trucking company will take a look and say, was this a preventable accident? And they'll determine whether or not it was preventable. And you're saying, well, this sounds really easy. If they have to go through all this, they have to do all this, just walk in, get all that information, and determine whether or not they broke the law and they were negligent in the case and negligent in the hiring of their employee and what the employee's record says, and you're done. Put in front of a jury or say, you know, obviously you thought it was preventable. Well, the lobbyists are on the case before the accident even happens because these trucking companies, recognizing they're going to have some regulations on them, a lot of times they'll look and say, okay, we'll agree to these federal regulations or we know we're going to be subject to them, but you can't make us. As a matter of fact, you should have a law that says we don't have to give that to the other side. We should not have to give it to the other side in an accident. We'll give it to the federal regulators. We'll give it to the people who oversee us federally. We'll make our reports to the appropriate federal authorities. We'll get that information and maintain it. But don't make us give it to the victims of the accidents so that they have a clear shot at recovery. We don't want that. And believe it or not, quite often the lobbyists are successful in accomplishing that.
Right, exactly. And that's called the preventability doctrine. We're going to cover that when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. We are injury attorneys. We are here to help you put our experience to work for you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can listen to any of these podcasts. And don't forget about our new book called Cowards of the Street. Hit and run. They are cowards when you think about it. It covers all of situations of hit and run, but more importantly, it covers insurance and what kind of insurance you can buy and how you buy it and step-by-step procedures for you to follow. You can get the ebook on our website, championsofthepeople.com, or we will give you a hard copy. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Today we're talking about trucking accidents. Today we're talking about after you've had the accident, how the defense gets their team out there early, how the plaintiff thinks about hiring an attorney weeks or months later. You're already losing time. You're losing effort. You need to call an attorney ASAP, but you better call one that understands trucking cases and what you need to do. Now we're going to talk about preventability. These companies, once an accident happens, they have to determine whether or not the accident was preventable or not. That is important, especially when in litigation they're denying responsibility, they're denying liability. They deny they caused the accident. They deny they were wrong. But internally, they have a document that says the accident was preventable and we were negligent. And under 49 U.S.C. Section 504F, we usually don't give legal cites. That's the statute. That's the federal statute that says this report is required by the Secretary of Transportation. And they say, and under the statute, Brad was just talking about it, was lobbied for before, that when they give the report to the Secretary of Transportation, the victim and the victim's attorney does not get the report where they say it's preventable. But now in litigation, they say, no, it was just an accident. It wasn't our fault. It was somebody else's fault. And by the way, they're going to try to find a way to blame the victim.
That's right. And that's where the lawyers get involved, and the defense lawyers will go in and do this investigation. They'll determine preventability, and then they'll say, now we have to attach this to the report to the feds. We have to, because if we don't attach this to the report to the federal government, the Secretary of Transportation, now all of a sudden it may be something that's discoverable from the other side. They've lobbied to give them away if the lawyers are on the job, if they're representing the trucking companies, and there's a lot of money in trucking companies, they've lobbied away to avoid telling you everything about the accident and to avoid telling you whether it's preventable.
It's just as simple. Under the Federal Motor Rules that they lobbied for and got, it says if any document is, quote, required by the secretary, meaning required by the Secretary of Transportation, if they have to fill out a document and send it to the Secretary of Transportation, the DOT, then they say it was, quote, required by the secretary, end quote, and therefore you don't get it. And that's another fight, but you have to have attorneys that understand the fight. Okay, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, Bella and Pollock. Our law firm is conveniently located in Greenwood Village. We also have an office in Steamboat Springs and one in downtown Denver on Winecoop Street. So you can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Go there. It's an information-loaded website. You can listen to these podcasts. Don't forget about our new books. You can find out about them on our website. You can get a free copy. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we will see you next week. And don't forget, we are your champions of the people.